exactly.
I'm here with Alan Galley.
Yeah.
A well-known record collector.
Supremo.
And very well-researched modest. And modest. Mullet-headed
old pensioner.
Oh, yeah. Actually, he's a short, dark-haired Latino.
And they've just woken him up. He's having his siesta time.
Yeah, a hibernation.
Yeah.
So better beware. We've released a Kraken.
Well, I don't like talking about cricket, no.
Oh, no, I wasn't talking
about cricket. Because we lost.
I wasn't talking about cricket, I was talking about Kraken. Released a Kraken.
Kraken?
Yeah, Kraken as in the monster from the sea.
Okay.
Yeah, very good.
Well, that's me, mate.
Yeah, exactly. Well, speaking of New Zealand music.
Yes.
When do you think was a great decade for New Zealand music?
I would say late 60s, early 70s was the best period of New Zealand music.
Right.
In my personal opinion.
Could you name, I know it's a very hard question, but could you name five really great New Zealand groups that are possibly collectible, but in your opinion are really great musically?
Space Wolf.
Good.
Oh, sorry, Space Farm.
Space Farm, okay.
Mantis.
Yep.
What do you want, LPs or 45s?
Doesn't matter.
45s, Social End Product by the Blue Stars. Great single. By any standards. Very good. There's some obscure ones like Seven is Seven by Tomorrow's Love. Very, very good. Highly collectible. What else is highly collectible? Anything by Serenity. Off the top of my head, I can't think of any more.
What do you know? Speaking of Mantis, the Fijian band from Wellington who played in the Golden Dragon in Fiji, why do you think the collectible is it because of the label?
Yeah, two reasons. One, because of the label, and there's a lot of people overseas that collect Vertigo, so they have to have it. People that collect funk music, because the A side is sort of funky, and obviously the B side, side two, which is like very Hendrixy. People like that, so it's highly collectible. Up around the grand max.
Wow, would you describe Social End Product as garagey?
Yes. Yeah. And highly sought after overseas.
What, in your opinion, from a record point of view, what would be the most or amongst the most desirable records from overseas collectors that is a New Zealand record, produced and made here in New Zealand?
I would say, I'm being interviewed here, mate. I would say Blue Stars.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because it goes for around a grand plus.
Really?
Yeah.
But hard to get.
And that's why it's been reissued.
Yes.
It's highly desirable. Yeah.
What's your favourite band, Al? From anywhere?
Small Faces. Yeah. Saw them 5 or 6 times. Back in the 60s.
Out of the Small Faces, who's the guy that... Is there one guy there that really turns you on as a musician?
Steve Marriott.
Steve Marriott, obviously.
It's his voice.
Yeah.
Probably one of the greatest voices of the 60s.
What song do you like best of this?
All of them.
All of them?
Everything.
Soldiers of the whole nine, yes.
The whole thing, mate. There wouldn't be a Small Faces record track I don't like. Absolute tops, mate. I also like the Kinks.
Yep.
Early Kinks.
Mr. Davies.
Yeah. What about you, Darren?
Oh, well, I like sort of Pacific records, but I do tend to really like Jimi Hendrix a lot. I think from a New Zealand point of view, I like the groups that didn't record. They played well, but they didn't have the opportunity or didn't have the knowledge to get recorded.
And I think that's because the competition was so high.
Yeah.
A lot of these bands came out at the wrong time because the competition was so high for them.
Yeah.
But I like collecting acetates.
Yes, hard to get, but you seem to attract them like a friggin' moth. Moth is attracted bloody by the light, but
yes. Yes, I
you can smell them, can't you?
I can smell them. They have a particular smell.
Yes.
If I went through that box there, if it was an acetate, I'd tell you before I saw it.
Yeah, amazing, eh? What is the most amazing New Zealand acetate you've ever come across?
Oh, I've got a few.
Yeah. Five, four, three of them.
I've got some jazz ones, which are unreleased stuff by New Zealand people.
Wow.
Got Larry's Rebels unreleased track.
Gee.
Acetate. Oh, I've got heaps, mate.
What about reels? Reel-to-reel type reels? They're stabbing stuff like that.
Yeah. Reel-to-reel. I don't collect them, but there is stuff around that's got stuff on it that has never been released.
Yeah.
And it's highly collectible again.
Well, you know, you're a very interesting chap, Alan. What we should do is continue these interviews on a, you know, weekly, couple of weekly.
We'll have a series. This is the number one of 10.
Yeah. I couldn't have put it even more succinctly. Number one of 10.
Very good, Darren.
Thanks a lot, Al.
You have a good afternoon.
And keep
and
that...
remember, always behave yourself.
Oh, exactly. Also, and keep that mullet, mate. It looks absolutely fantastic.
It's a work in progress.
And
we're getting there.
Good on you, bro.